How does this take place? What do we need to do? What needs everyone satisfied? Get it all done. Where these teams agree. So it's not so much a who says no as a how do we get them to say yes. Is there a scenario that exists?
Do we know what Matt Dumba is at this point or not? I think maybe that's a good starting point.
Well, like, Ryan, for you, he shoots right-handed.
They need a right-shot defenseman in my mind. That checks a serious box for this organization.
Here's the ground level on Matt Dumba. He is 26 years of age. He does shoot right-handed. He has 3 years remaining on his contract, $6 million per. So it's not chump change, but it's manageable in some sort of a deal. Both teams have some cap space. You try looking the other way. The word is they're looking at a Dubnyk deal. They'd like to get Dubnyk out of there, but I don't know what
buy him out.
Yeah, I don't think you want. He's making $4.3 million. I don't think you want to put your chips in on him. I know the Flames.
No, he had a miserable
in terms year of, here. And he had some off ice stuff too. His wife had some health issues, and I don't know what that does to a guy. So I leave a little bit there to the imagination. But just in terms of Matt Dumba, I guess step one is yes. What is he? Do you want him? And number two, if you are enamored or if you're to the point where you feel he could be a fit here, how do you get it done? Is there any thought there? Because I look at their center spot. They have Victor Rask, who's making $4 million, and he's not a $4 million player, but he is there and he's under contract for two more years. They have Eric Staal down the middle. Of course, you just think, well, Monahan, we'll start there and see if there's something. Staal is a centerman. They just brought in Nick Bjugstad, who has played some center, some on the right side. He's now a $2 million player. He's probably a winger. Joel Eriksson Ek is a center at 23. But again, are these guys bona fide centers? I don't know.
You could upgrade that position.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, Miku Koivu is an unrestricted free agent. I don't know what he's got left in the tank. What's the desire for them to bring him back? You have, there's that emotional, you bring the guy back one more year, the Joe Thornton, the Chara, that sort of thing. I just don't know how much tread is left.
He's 37, guys. That's crazy. I didn't realize he was that old. Yeah. Like he's older than Gio, you're telling me?
Yeah.
What? Wow.
So do you, if we are to start there and say that maybe there's a shot that these guys would like to upgrade at center, do you make the connection immediately and go, well, Monahan's a center and Dumba's a D and you need this and maybe you guys need that? If it's a straight up deal, who says no?
Money's close. Both guys are coming off relative down years. Monahan was not his usual goal scoring self. Dumba's shooting percentage was really, really low, which sort of screams bounce back year, and his goal totals was half of what he had two seasons ago, albeit with a shortened season. So I think there's some similarities here in guys that maybe aren't at their highest value. And I think it is a natural to start looking at organizational needs and say Minnesota needs a center, Calgary needs right shot defense, and that I think you have the framework of a starting point of a deal there, for sure.
That's right. Now, Warner,
I think you want him. It's just the price you got to pay to get him. Would you give up Monahan? Here's the thing. Yes, I would, but that means there's more deals to be made, right?
There does, because then you
I think so.
Then certainly a Noah Hanifin becomes expendable. You would think, right? You would have a defense deal in turn to make after that. I don't think you're bringing him in and then keeping everything static, are you?
Yeah, to your point. Valimaki is of the skill level and he's so highly thought of. I think you want a top four role for him, and there isn't one if you have Giordano and Hanifin on the left and Dumba and Rasmus Anderson on the right, right? So it feels like you would have five top four defensemen if you brought in Dumba and didn't move another D-man out. Although, I mean, all of a sudden that would be one of the better blue lines in the NHL, you'd think.
Should be.
Yeah. And you wouldn't be bringing back Brody or Hamonic, obviously, if you're bringing in Dumba. So you don't have to go to pay whatever the market price is going to be. Maybe it isn't as low as we thought. Yeah. It certainly doesn't look low with what we've seen being spent on coaches and the Brodin extension.
And that's what I was thinking, too. I was like, well, do we need to make this move that we've got a couple guys that have been here, like Hamonic and Brody? Can we not just sign them and not give guys up? But I think this team needs a bit of a shakeup.
He's physical. He hammers the puck. And I think you like him being 3 to 4 years younger than those two other guys. Mm-hmm. You're not worried about significant decline. You got 3 years left. You get his 26, 27, 28-year-old seasons. That's good. That's prime. That's not, is he going to fall off a cliff? I'm really worried about what Hamonic's next 3 years look like because of how hard he plays and the hard miles that that chassis's taken.
Yeah, me too. I like the player, but let's be honest. I don't think that he really did what was going to be expected here. When that deal was made, they gave up significant assets, and it was going to, because I kind of chuckled to myself when you said, should have one of the best decor. That's what we said when he came in some time ago. You had Dougie Hamilton and Travis Hamonic. You had this defense that was going to be the envy of the league, and it never really transpired. It didn't really work that way. And I'm not
But it wasn't Nashville or Carolina, right? Yeah.
Not hanging at all on Hamonic. He came in, he was a fine player for them. His cap hit was very manageable, but they gave up assets to get him, to establish that decor that never really emerged as one of the best in the league.
It felt like we're a one piece away type move, right?
Yeah.
When you give up a first and 2 seconds. And to be fair, one of those years was not good at all. I believe it was when he was paired with Hanifin. That was, or not Hanifin, with Brody, because they had Hamilton and Gio together. The Brody Hamonic pair was not one that thrived. So you had 3 years. He was supposed to be a guy that you wanted in a playoff series, and he played 5 games in the playoffs. They won one. Now the opt out is something you probably can't account for as predictable or something you saw coming, because no one saw a pandemic coming, and you certainly understand his perspective with a child with a respiratory illness that nearly cost the child its life. Like, that's significant stuff. No shame in saying thanks, but no thanks. But it certainly didn't go as you thought it would when you paid that price.
And the other part of it is, too, we're kind of using this assuming, well, do you bring Brody back? What if Brody and Hamonic have already told you they're not coming back? That then puts a little bit more pressure to maybe get a D deal done, to be on the free agent market and taking a look around. You know what I mean? We just always,
they know
kinda
exactly what those guys want.
Yeah,
right?
We
kind of team that can talk to those guys. Right,
we kind of default, well, are we bringing them back or not? Well, what if they've both told you that I'm going to Winnipeg and I'm going to Detroit? Okay, well, there's two guys gone. We need to get something done as far as our blue line. I'll be honest, defensively, I don't know a lot about what Dumba brings. I know he had 50
just
points.
Okay.
He had 50 points a couple years ago. He's got a bomb, like you said. I think he's fun to watch. I think guys love him. He's a very popular guy. I know going back to his days in junior, guys love him. Guys love him in the league now. But I can't tell you whether the defensive part of the Flames game is going to improve or not if he were to come in.
But you you know what? With the skill that they have, you could build a top four where you have one pair that does a lot more heavy lifting than the other. That's really normal, that one would be loaded with more D-zone starts and the other with offensive zone starts. He's not a guy that starts in his own zone a ton relative to people making the kind of money he does. You know, because of what Brodin does defensively, they can start him in the offensive zone where he's more playing to his strengths. You're buying at a good bounce back point. He shot at half of his career average for shooting percentage. He's due some better luck with the puck. They also changed coaching staffs. Maybe the new staff doesn't like him as much as the old one. It makes a lot of sense in terms of need for need.
Mm-hmm. Guy texting in, boring Sean Monahan playing for the Wild. Perfect. I don't know if they look at it that way.
I think they probably look at a guy that can score 30 from center ice.
Yeah.
Who else can do that for them?
It's like, can he do RV ads? Oh, he can. All right. Well, he's not. And they'd be getting out a guy with personality, too. So you get rid of him, you bring him on ahead. Really, really works.
Does it get him? Does Monahan bring him in?
I think you probably got a bigger deal in play.
Yeah, I think you're.
The Flames, if you could pry a right winger out of there, even if it's someone that's a depth guy, they just, any move they make, I think they're going to try to add that. Money's really close. What is it?
6.3. Yeah, it's 375 grand. Each have 3 years remaining. And yeah, we bring up Monahan because he's a guy making similar money who has been thrown around. People are like, well, who are you putting at center? Well, maybe you move Lindholm. I don't know.
Lindholm at center, I didn't mind at all.
We're just talking about potential deals. What would it take? I think it's going to take something the caliber of Monahan to get that done.
The one thing I would be very, very afraid of if I was a GM is if I had traded Johnny Gaudreau and didn't know exactly what Sean Monahan was without him. if I'm moving both of these guys, I know which guy I move first. And if I'm only moving one of them, I would start with Monahan. I know that's not where a lot of the fan base has been. And you know, certain columnists are convinced the other guy's got to go. But I would start with Monahan.